Well, it's December. That means the airwaves and the stores are filled with holly jolly Christmases, white Christmases, jingle bell rocks, and that ever-present little drummer boy. So in the interest of public service, we thought we'd present a way for you to hear some fresh holiday music performed by Michigan artists.
Do you know?
Do you know?
No two snowflakes are alike, everyone.
That is Devin Scillian with singer-songwriter Jill Jack. Devin is best known as the anchor on WDIV-TV in Detroit, but as you can clearly hear, he is also a singer-songwriter. Devin, welcome to Stateside.
Hey there, thanks. Great to be with you.
And joining Devin is Russ Russell of Holy Cross Children's Services. And the nice thing is that Holy Cross Children's Services, one of the largest private providers of specialized schools and kids services in Michigan, they're getting every penny of money raised from this CD, A Michigan Christmas of Hope. Russ, welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
So, Devin, we are so familiar with the old holiday standard. Some of us may say too familiar, but this CD really brings a lot of Michigan's best musicians together with new sounds for Christmas.
It's a funny thing. When Russ first got in touch with me about putting together a project, I thought it might be difficult to find a bunch of material. Turns out most singers and songwriters have something waiting around that they've been hanging on to for Christmas for a long time, because we all as songwriters want to take a whack at pretty tried and true terrain, but in a new way. And in the case of some of the songs, I think a new way to say some things about Christmas that haven't been said before.
Such as?
Well, I thought it was really interesting when Jill and I got together. Jill and I have known each other forever, but we'd never written together. We got together, and the whole idea of, you know, the whole matching snowflakes thing that we just started talking about, and no two snowflakes are alike, we both just sort of had this little eureka moment that we'd never seen a song or heard it written about that way.
And Devin, why did you feel drawn to this project that helps Holy Cross Children's Services?
Well, you know, Russ and I've known each other for a long time. We're both Kansans, and so we've been pretty tight over the years. And when he first got to Holy Cross, he and I went out for coffee. I think it took him about 5 minutes to completely sell me on what the mission is at Holy Cross. It really is a really special project and endeavor with a lot of very dedicated people that are trying to help, I think you'd have to say, the least of us. And if there's anything more that Christmas is about than that, I don't know what it is. And so we started to, you know, Russ was wanting to know if I could had any thoughts on a way to help out. And I said, well, you know, I've been kicking around the idea of doing a Christmas album, didn't really have any direction to put it in, and before you know it, I think what Russ probably took us, 20 minutes to hatch the idea, and before we knew it, we had lots of musicians on board, and I can't believe how quickly this came together.
Yeah, I mean, this happened very quickly, and but you know, when good things, you know, and for good causes come together, you know, there's always a pathway to getting this thing done.
And over these nearly 70 years, has the need or the kinds of needs changed? Has the mission changed?
You know, the mission hasn't changed. Unfortunately, the need has. And the number of children who live in one-parent or no-parent households is now close to 60% across the nation. And unfortunately, those kids are truly left behind, and they face, you know, incredible hurdles. You know, there's nearly 34,000 kids that were confirmed that were abused or neglected last year, and that's up about 30% from the previous year. You know, it's just really sad what's happening, and I realize that these kids have no voice, and so it's time that we give them a voice. And Devin is actually doing that through his song, but also his commitment to helping us to achieve that.
Now, Cynthia, if it's interesting, if you ask most successful people about the ingredients, the recipe for how they turned out the way they did, almost all of them say, well, I want to credit my parents. You know, I had great parents. And the fact of the matter is, not everybody gets that, and not everybody has the kind of launch pad that many of us had in a warm, loving home. It's a horrendous thing, and it's certainly through no fault of the kids.
Let's take another listen to a clip from this new CD, which is called A Michigan Christmas of Hope. Here is Devin Scillian again, along with actor Jeff Daniels and singer-songwriter Stu Frankie. And this song is Wandering Shepherd.
Lay down your trouble, your worries and woe. Try
know, there really is such a real array of musicians, names that are very well known in Michigan, as well as styles.
Yeah, I think it's really true. It's funny, if you give the disc a spin, it is kind of all over the place, and that's one of the things I love about it. That's one of the things that I love about the music scene in our state. It really reaches all over the map, and that was one of the really fun things about putting this together. And, in fact, it was one of the really valuable things for Russ and I in getting the Pastorias involved. You know, they called on some people that I don't know that I would have thought to include, and it really sent the disc off in a lot of different directions. But the song we just played is one that I've loved forever. It's an old Dan Fogelberg song, and Stuart and Jeff and I got together and recorded it for a Greenfield Christmas special that we did on Channel 4 years ago.
Mm.
And there's been nothing else to do with that song. I love the way it turned out. It's very, I think, unique, and I think Stuart just sang the heck out of it, and it was just so great to find another place to, you know, to sort of purpose it and to put it.
What do both of you want to see come from this effort, from a Michigan Christmas of Hope?
Well, of course, we want to see, you know, people become aware of the issues with children that are in incredible vulnerable positions. And to have the musicians like Stuart Frankie and Jeff Daniels and Jill Jack and Karen Newman, of course, Devin and many others, you know, to stand with us and to give these kids a voice. You know, these kids don't vote. They don't have many chances unless we step up collectively together. And Nelson Mandela, you know, said that, you know, a society is really judged by the way in which it cares for its children. And so I truly believe that Michiganders helping Michigan kids will inspire all of Michigan to say, you know, enough is enough. We don't need to be 41st in the nation in how we care for our kids as far as not being very good. We need to be the best. And the Knights of Columbus and many others are helping us to find loving, caring homes. And doggone it, instead of kids being on a waiting list for a home, why can't we put parents on the waiting list who want these kids? And that's my hope. That's my dream. And I believe we can do it. But we've got to tell the story. And so having the music as an entree to tell the story the way I am today and the way Devin is the beginning of what we believe will end the strife that these kids are in, and that there is a loving, happy home for them in the end.
That was Russ Russell of Holy Cross Children's Services, joined by Devin Skillian of WDIV-TV, who is one of the contributors to this new CD, A Michigan Christmas of Hope. Thanks so much to both of you for joining us.
Cynthia, it's been my pleasure. Thanks.
Thanks so much. I appreciate it.